Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops, bringing you the nightly notables for Wednesday, January 6, 2021. Very eventful night, headlined, unfortunately, with the injury to Markel Fultz. I'm going to include a card above if you want to see my analysis of his injury and your pickups. And I'm likely to cover it here in this video. I did want to show you something interesting, though. From the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension that we've discussed before, and the ones who provide this backdrop for me to do the nightly notables. It's been very helpful. If you can see here, Friends of Sports Wizard, Barack Lesnar Hoops, and it takes you to the official website of Barack Lesnar Hoops. Very excited about that. You should check it out. And there's that video I mentioned before about the injury to Markel Fultz and my short analysis of who you can pick up to make up for that huge loss. And once you have that extension, I can show you how you can actually get to that backdrop yourself. It's quite easy to do. You download the extension from the Google Chrome store. You go to Wizard Daily Summary and you go to the previous night's games. And you'll have access to all of this as well. You don't even have to wait for me. But since you did wait for me, why don't we go ahead and get into it? Before we do, though, please do not forget to subscribe to Barack Lesnar Hoops. We are approaching 2,000 subscribers, okay? And I want to make an offer. I'm a fan of these replica jerseys. And I want to offer my 2,000th subscriber a replica jersey of their choice of any NBA player they want. It will be on me. I will pay for the shipping as well. You tell me your size, we will coordinate it. And I definitely want to do that. And I might actually make that same offer to whoever comes and is my 2,001st subscriber. So go ahead and subscribe. Try to be that 2,000th subscriber. We're approaching it quickly. Like, smash that like button for the YouTube algorithm. So that we can keep growing the brand and growing the channel. I've also gotten the request for timestamps on these videos. And it's something I'm strongly considering. But please do keep in mind, with me working full time, this is more of a side job for me. So I don't have, sometimes I have limited resources as far as time to bring you this content. And sometimes I have to shave corners in order to be able to consistently bring you this content. So far, the timestamps has been part of that, but I will do my best to accommodate that feedback moving forward. The most notable game of the night was from Joel Embiid. He had 38 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. Made all 13 of his free throws, made 3 three-pointers. What more can you ask from Joel Embiid? That is a perfect stat line right there outside of the 5 turnovers. But when you're getting all of those other stats, that's just a winning night right there. Bradley Beal, we've discussed it before. A lot of concerns that Bradley Beal would not be the same player playing with Russell Westbrook. And I hope a performance like this shows you finally how inaccurate that belief is. He had 60 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Also had 4 turnovers, so a lot of turnovers, but still, he took 35 shots, made 20 of them, took 15 free throws, hit 13 of them, got you 7 three-pointers made. I have him in my Barack Lesnar Hoops free league, and I paired him with Damian Lillard, and so far, he's been out playing Damian Lillard, so definitely love to see that from him. Malcolm Brogdon, who we've discussed, also had another amazing night, and his play has just been outstanding, and he continues to turn it on. He had 35 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, made 13 of his 25 shots, all 5 of his free throws, and he made 4 three-pointers. So the guy is really good, and people really underrated him and have underrated him his whole career. I think he felt the Bucks were underrating him. That's why he went to the Indiana Pacers. I miss him a whole lot on my Bucks, but, and I also miss having him on my fantasy basketball teams. I could have kept him as a keeper, but I ended up not, and I'm regretting it at the moment with this level of play. Gordon Hayward, he dropped 44 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. He made 15 of his 25 shots, hit 4 three-pointers. Solid night from him. looking like the old Utah Jazz Gordon Hayward. I had some concerns that he just couldn't play at that level anymore, and he's shutting me up quickly. So I didn't draft Gordon Hayward a whole lot, and I still am injured about his, I'm still concerned about his injury proneness. But if you drafted him, I doubt you're not satisfied with the production he is giving you. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had one of his better games of the season. I'd say that was a bit of a buy low window for him, but with a game like this, that window may have shut quickly. He had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists, got you 5 steals, had 2 turnovers, made 7 of his 17 shots, almost all 6 of his free throws, only missed 1, got you 2 three-pointers made. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is someone you definitely want to target in trades. And if you have him, I would hold on because he's been underperforming a little bit. So his value is lower than it probably should be. I think he's going to be better than he has been. And he's on an Oklahoma City Thunder team whose number one priority is going to be to develop him into their next superstar. Tyrese Haliburton. My viewers, if you've watched my mock drafts, you know how I repeatedly told you this guy was my dark horse for rookie of the year. And hopefully you listened and you had him on your team while he was cheap. Because with a performance like this, he shouldn't be on many waiver wires after last night. He's probably available in some leagues still. And if he is, you definitely want to go pick him up. I know I was in a 10-team league and I dropped Mason Plumlee to pick him up. So 17 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, a block, 0 turnovers. Made 7 of his 15 field goals. Didn't help you with free throws, but he didn't hurt you since he didn't draw any. And he got you 3 three-pointers made. The guy is really good. I told you before, he reminded me a bit of Lonzo Ball. And you could see it right there with that production. Marvin Bagley had what may be considered his best game of the season. He had 21 points, 12 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Made 8 of his 14 shots. Hit 3 three-pointers. Quality line from him. There have been requests from some viewers that I do more points league coverage. And Marvin Bagley's definitely a guy I value more in a points league. So keep that one in mind because he could be on some waiver wires because of that. Jaylen Brown had the number 8 line of the night. Gave you 21 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, only 1 turnover. Made 8 of his 23 shots. Got you 3 three-pointers made. And he continues to have just a breakout season. He's playing like an absolute superstar. He hasn't never been this good. The flashes of potential have always been there, but he's playing on another level. So his value is incredibly high right now. So you may want to consider him as a sell high candidate while his value is this hot. It's a possibility there may be some regression and that you won't be able to get as much for him in the future. But for right now, unless you want to hold on to him, if you really enjoy his game, he can keep up. Maybe not this exact level of production, but he can keep up a high level of production for you all season long. And for a guy you grab maybe around the 50 range, he's helping out your team tremendously. Coby White, another player that has a lot of points league value in category leagues. He tends to hurt your field goal percentage, but he gets a lot of three-pointers and he gets you points, rebounds, and assists. All which translate really well into a points league format. Even in category leagues, I have him in my Brock Lesnar Hoops free league as well. He's been struggling a bit, but this game, 15 and 23 shooting, love to see it hit 4 three-pointers. Hopefully it gets him going and we continue to see quality production from him. Miles Turner continues to block shots like a man possessed. He got 8 blocks in this one. Only got you 2 points, 5 rebounds. But 2 steals, 8 blocks, 0 turnovers. He's a guy that's winning you the blocks category by himself. So incredibly valuable. And someone who can help you in a very similar way is Mitchell Robinson. Although Mitchell Robinson scored more than 2 points. He got you 9 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. He did have 3 turnovers, but made 4 of his 6 shots. And only took 2 free throws, so the one miss isn't going to hurt you a whole lot. He has been getting minutes. The New York Knicks are doing well, so chances are he's going to continue getting minutes. He looks like Tom Thibodeau does trust in him. And Nerlens Noel is dealing with an ankle injury. So if you have him, keep rolling him out. Zion Williamson, a guy that's better in a points format than in categories leagues, in my opinion, had 29 points, 6 rebounds, an assist, 3 steals. That did come with 2 turnovers, made 12 of his 17 shots. Zion Williamson, he's been healthy and he's been getting minutes, and that's what we wanted to see from him. Russell Westbrook, another guy who I think is a lot more valuable in points leagues rather than category leagues, and can play, and Bradley Beal can still go off. And I just knew those concerns were overblown. History has proven it, and it's nice to get some validation that he can still get his while letting a teammate get theirs. He had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, 6 turnovers. He's a category killer there. Only made 8 of his 18 shots and missed 3 of his 4 free throws. Like I said, he hurts you in almost as many categories as he can help you in. Though the 3 steals is very nice. He normally doesn't get you that many steals. So it makes up for the turnovers and the poor free throw shooting and pretty average field goal percentage. Seth Curry, definitely a guy I had as a sleeper in my sleeper video. Had 28 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Got 6 three-pointers made. Made 11 of his 14 shots. And he continues to help his team. I told you guys, Doc Rivers is his father-in-law. And he was going to get that playing time. And not only because he's his father-in-law, but because Seth Curry's one of the best shooters in the NBA. I'm happy to see him getting the opportunity to produce for a really good team. And I expect him to continue this production. Austin Rivers, speaking of Doc Rivers' sons, kind of funny, they're next to each other. Had 23 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Hit 5 three-pointers, and he got some high praise from Coach Thibodeau. So we may continue to see him getting playing time. He's definitely rosterable right now in maybe, I'd say maybe even some 14-team leagues, depending on how deep your 14-team league is. But until we see him doing this consistently, I'd probably hold off and pick him up in 16-team leagues or deeper. Kyle Lowry of the Toronto Raptors had 24 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. 4 turnovers, but he had a really good shooting night, making 9 of his 15 field goals, all 3 of his free throws, got you 3 three-pointers. So quality line from him. Sadiq Bey, a guy I was considering picking up in a very deep format, had a really nice game. He had 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, hit 6 three-pointers. I don't know if that's sustainable production, but if he's available in your deep league, 16 teams or more, he's definitely worthy of a roster spot to see if he can continue producing in that way, especially with the Pistons dealing with some injuries at the moment. And honestly, Bobby Portis Jr., someone who's quickly leaving the waiver wire. I was able to pick him up in a 12-team league a few days ago. He's actually on the waiver wire now in my Barack Lesnar Hoops League. I'm not quite sure why, because he's actually performing really well. He had 16 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. 2 steals, made 7 of his 11 field goals, and he got 2 three-pointers made. Bobby Portis has been outplaying all expectations I had for him, and I'm really enjoying him on my Milwaukee Bucks. He seems to be a really good fit. He seems to be really helping off of the bench, giving us some bench scoring, some rebounding, and he's able to stretch the floor. So very happy for his production. If you have a Hassan Whiteside, I would do what I did in my 12-team league I just mentioned, and I would drop him for Bobby Portis, because Hassan Whiteside just laid another egg last night. Doesn't look like he's going to be getting minutes unless there are injuries. They're doubling down on giving those minutes to Marvin Bagley and Rashawn Holmes. So it's time to move on. We messed up. No point in holding on to some dead weight. PJ Washington had 9 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks. Showing why I valued him so highly before the season started. Just his ability to get three-pointers, he can get you some assists, and he can get you those stocks. And I love players that can get me stocks. To me, they're my favorite fantasy basketball players. They're the most complete players, and they help your team out the most. DeMarcus Cousins had 9 points, 14 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 4 blocks. Just great production from him. He got a start for Christian Wood. He did miss 7 of his 9 shots, But still, for a spot start, really nice production from him, and I hope you played him in your daily fantasy league. As far as his season-long value, as long as Christian Wood is healthy, it does not look like there's a clear path to playing time for him. John Wall continues to impress me tremendously. He had 28 points, made 12 of his 20 field goals, all 4 of his free throws, got you 2 steals, a block. The 5 turnovers to 3 assists, uncharacteristically low for him. But he's been doing absolutely great, especially if you have him. I mean, you probably can't pick him up off the waiver wire, but for a points format, that's great production from him. He's going to have some efficiency issues, but so far he's been doing pretty well. Brook Lopez of the Milwaukee Bucks had probably his best game of the season. Had 17 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. He hadn't really been scoring. Got you 2 blocks, 0 turnovers, 6-9 field goal, hit his lone free throw, and got you 4 three-pointers made. And that right there shows his value and why I drafted him in my 16-team league overstated NBA draft. I really love his potential to help you in so many different categories. He's never going to be a rebounder, but that's not why I draft him. And the 5 assists is actually an extra. That's icing on the cake. Not a guy I draft for his ability to get assists, but he still did get them. Jason Tatum had 27 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, made 10 of his 21 shots, both of his free throws, and he made 5 three-pointers. So Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are a deadly duel for the Boston Celtics. If you have Jason Tatum, I'm pretty sure you're happy with him, and you're definitely happy with Jaylen Brown. Jeremy Grant should not be on any waiver wires, and I doubt that he is. But maybe in your 10-team leagues, that may be somewhere where you could see him. Or in an 8-team league, he belongs in every single league. He is absolutely must-own. He dropped 31 points, which I believe is his career high. Had 10 rebounds, 0 steals, 0 blocks. But he also had 0 turnovers. Made 9 of his 20 shots and all 11 of his free throws, and got you 2 three-pointers made. And if he continues playing this way, which I think he can, because he is being fed the ball. He is being fed usage. The Pistons are rolling him out there. He is their prized possession right now. And they're trying to show, hey, we let go of Christian Wood, but look, we got a really good player. So roll him out there if you have him. I wish I had him in more leagues than I do. I did call him a sleeper, but I didn't draft him as much. I think at the time during preseason, he was struggling a bit. And again, another reason why you can't put too much credibility into preseason. You can miss out on studs like Jeremy Grant. Even though sometimes you can pick up on somebody that's having really good games, like Tyrese Halliburton. Jimmy Butler had probably his best game of the season, at least as far as scoring the ball. Had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks. Took 19 shots and made 9 of them. Drew 9 free throws, made 8 of them. And Jimmy Butler's a player I value a whole lot. I'm concerned about his ankle, and I hope he didn't rush it. But I value him so much, I made a trade centered around him and Luka Doncic. I traded Luka Doncic away, and I got Butler back. I got Tyrese Halliburton back. And I have Kristaps Porzingis, who I threw in my IR. Those are 3 players in a 20-team league. So that level of depth to trade down from Luka Doncic to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler seemed good enough to me that it was worth me making that investment. So far, no regrets from me. Danny Green is showing up on this list again. He showed up on Monday. And he showed up on Tuesday. He had 15 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, had 5 three-pointers made. And Philadelphia was smart. They loaded up on three-point shooters, and those three-point shooters are really opening opportunities for people like Joel Embiid. As long as he's producing this well, he may be worthy of a flyer. Especially in categories leagues, he's more of a categories leagues guy for his ability to get you steals, for his ability to get you to get you three-pointers, though he can be incredibly inconsistent and has been inconsistent for years, so don't drop somebody you value too highly. Rashawn Holmes continues to make me regret not picking him in any league where I picked Al Horford instead. Had 24 points, 8 rebounds, made 10 of his 11 shots. And Rashawn Holmes, the best comparison I can make is he reminds me a lot of Thomas Bryant. But I was drafting Thomas Bryant in the 60 range. Rashawn Holmes, I could have grabbed him in the 90 range. So that means if hindsight, you know, with the power of hindsight, I would have drafted Rashawn Holmes later and picked somebody else instead of Thomas Bryant, or try to pair them up more than I did. But you live and you learn. That's part of this. Next year, we're going to have some drafts, and I try to learn from the mistakes I made this year. Not drafting Rashawn Holmes more was one of those. And my concern was, why would they sign Hassan Whiteside if they weren't going to play him minutes? I still don't know why they signed Hassan Whiteside, but they're not giving him minutes. So Rashawn Holmes, as long as he's healthy, appears like he's going to be eating for the majority of the season. Chris Middleton continues to kill it for my Milwaukee Bucks at 23 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Hit 5 three-pointers, so just a great shooting night for the league. I think he's the 6th guy I've read that had 5 or more three-pointers. Just showing the evolution of the game. No steals and blocks from him, but normally he's a guy that can help you at least with a couple of steals here and there. James Harden had 15 points, 4 rebounds, 12 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 turnovers. Missed the majority of his shots. He only made 5 of 14. Made all his free throws, only got 1 three-pointer. And this is a below-average game for James Harden by James Harden standards, and his below-average games are like game of the month for the majority of players in the NBA. Had a pretty fun debate in my Barack Lesnar Hoops fantasy basketball group. I suggested somebody trade, offer up Jimmy Butler and Gordon Hayward for James Harden in the trade, and I got pushback that people believe that's giving up too much for James Harden. What do you guys think? I would like to know your opinion. I think it was an interesting discussion. I did put a poll up there in the group. So if you're interested in answering that poll and maybe getting involved in that debate, again, the group is Barack Lesnar Hoops Fantasy Basketball on Facebook. And I can put a link probably in the description or in the chat when this video premieres. Line 31, Ben Simmons had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 12 assists. Typical Ben Simmons production, and Ben Simmons is one of my favorite targets in points league because his flaws just don't hurt you as much, and the raw production you get from him in multiple categories just ends up helping you a whole lot. So Ben Simmons is one of my top points league targets, and normally someone I like pairing with guys like Giannis and Andre Drummond. Terrence Ross continues to do incredibly well, and look at that, another guy that had at least 5 three-pointers made. It's incredible how the league is evolving. He had 20 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, got you a steal and a block, only 1 turnover. And we're seeing a breakout happening right before our eyes. I'm happy I picked him up in my 10-team league because he's absolutely been crushing it all season. And with the injury to Markel Fultz, he's guaranteed to get a whole lot of minutes. And if he continues playing like this, he's going to be one of the main beneficiaries of the injury to Markel Fultz. Bam Adebayo had 15 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, got you 2 blocks. And this is why he's one of my favorite big men in the NBA and someone I like to target and pair with Nikola Jokic and maybe pair with someone like Domantas Sabonis for his ability to just get you great production across the board. After being questionable for this game with an ankle injury, we did get Paul George to play. He had 21 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists. Poor shooting night from him, but he hit all 9 of his free throws, got you 2 three-pointers. Outside of wanting to see more steals from him, Paul George has been absolutely great. His value was severely hurt by his performance in the playoffs, and people forgot that while he may not be playoff P, he's been a pretty good regular season P for a few years now. So if you drafted him in that 15-16 range, I'm sure you're very happy with that. Elfrid Payton had another quality performance at 22 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 10 of 15 field goals. And I'm going to be honest, I had a debate before the season started whether Shake Milton or Elfrid Payton had the longer term value, and I argued it was Shake Milton. And I was wrong. I was wrong. So far, Elfrid Payton has been that guy. He's been doing really well, especially in this game, even though he didn't get you any three-pointers. The 10 of 15 shooting, made both of his free throws. If he happens to be on your waiver wire, I'll definitely pick him up. He's probably not rostered in all leagues yet. He's probably rostered in less leagues than he should be. And if you didn't roster him listening to me, this is my apology to you. mea culpa. Devontae Graham had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals. Made only 2 of his 14 field goals, so that's a field goal killer right there. But he contributed in enough categories that you can't be too upset at him for it. Fred VanVleet, one of my favorite targets, had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, a block. Made 5 of his 12 shots, made 2 3-pointers. Typical production from him, probably less scoring than I want from him. But the 7 assists to 1 turnover, I love that assist to turnover ratio from him. Brandon Ingram had 24 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. Made 9 of his 15 shots, all of his free throws. And to the person who questioned why I picked Brandon Ingram before Joseph Nurkić in one of my Jusuf Nurkić in one of my mock drafts, well, now you know why, because he's a stud. Duncan Robinson had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 3-pointers made, and had one of his better games so far this season. He is a dead-eye shooter and another guy that hit at least 5 3-pointers made. How many have we counted so far? Somebody comment below, because it's been an insane amount. Pascal Siakam, with the 40th line of the night, had 32 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and after some concerns that he just was not looking like himself, he's had a couple of solid performances in a row. And if he continues to perform like that, the buy low window is going to shut quickly. I was thinking of trading him in the leagues I had him, but if he continues to perform like this, I may hold off. His teammate OG Anunoby had 20 points, 8 rebounds, made 3 3-pointers, and made 8 of his 10 shots. Got you no assist, 0 blocks, but still great production from him. OG Anunoby's been a steal so far this season. Another guy who's been a steal is Colin Sexton of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Had 21 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Got you a steal and a block. 0 turnovers. Love to see that. 3 3-pointers, made 8 of his 20 shots and both of his free throws. And if you picked him in that 80 to 90 range like I was picking him, you got to be satisfied with that production. Justin Holiday, a guy I pointed out to you guys was only owned in 14% of leagues, and I told you it was a travesty that someone like Bismack Biyombo was owned in more leagues. This happened like 2 days ago, and here you see why. Had 20 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, 6 of his 9 shots, hit 3 3-pointers, all of his free throws. What more can you ask from a guy that on Monday was rostered in only 14% of leagues? I told you that was way too low for him, and this is the sort of production that shows you why. Mike Muscala had probably his best game of the season, had 18 points, 3 rebounds, made 6 of his 9 shots. And we have another player that's hit at least 5 3-pointers last night. Last night, that's the story of last night. Guys hitting 5 or more 3-pointers. Insane. Darius Bazley of the Oklahoma City Thunder had 20 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, made 8 of his 20 shots, and made 3 3-pointers. And look, it's time I eat crow on Darius Bazley. I downplayed him. I told you he was overhyped, that I didn't believe in him. And the way he's been producing these last few days, I can't help but to feel like I have to eat crow. And honestly, in fantasy basketball, a lot of the experts love highlighting their wins, like I do. I love highlighting my wins. But we tend to gloss over the losses, as any person with an ego does. And I want to be a man and put it out there. Darius Bazley has been better than I expected and was probably worthy of picking up a lot higher than he was being picked up and should be rostered in more leagues than he's rostered. So we will see. Now, if he does not continue this production and he regresses, I will take that back. But for right now, I am not only eating crow, I am eating the entire nest. George Hill. A target I picked up a few weeks ago when we saw he was getting starter minutes on the Oklahoma City Thunder team, had 13 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, made 3 3-pointers, and he's probably available in your league. I would pick him up, especially if you need point guard production. He's a guy that tends to be really efficient. He can get you some steals. He can get you decent amount of assist with low turnovers. A point guard I'm valuing off of the waiver wire. Jay Crowder, after some inconsistent games, now he has another strong game, and 5 3-pointers was not enough for him, so he went for 6. Kevin Werder, He is another player that got 5 3-pointers made. I hope somebody's keeping count and you can leave it below. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. He's benefiting off of Bogdan Bogdanovic struggling and also the injury to Danilo Gallinari. He made 7 of his 15 shots. Just a really interesting player, a very quality player. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Shows that he has a multifaceted game. And if he happens to be on your waiver wire, which is a possibility, I would pick him up. It looks like he's outproducing someone like Cam Reddish. So if he's on your waiver wire and you have Cam Reddish, I would consider strongly making that swap. Chris Paul of the Phoenix Suns had 12 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, got you 2 steals. The shooting wasn't there for him, only hit 4 of his 12 shots. Didn't get you any 3-pointers, but still, a guy that can get you 8 assists and 0 turnovers, that's pretty valuable. Though we do want to see more 3-pointers and a higher field goal percentage than that for the most part. Jordan Clarkson of the Utah Jazz had 19 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, made 7 of his 12 shots, 3 3-pointers, and he's having a really strong season. In my Brock Lesnar Hoops League, I dropped Lou Williams and picked up Jordan Clarkson. And when I looked today, Lou Williams was back on the waiver wire. So you could say I'm very happy that I made that swap, because that swap has been working out for me so far. Julius Randle had 30 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists. And line 51 was that production. That seems a little low, but I can see why. He hurt you in turnovers, hurt you in 3-pointers made, hurt you in steals, and hurt you in blocks. So he hurt you in several categories, and that has to play a role. And that's kind of the problem with him and Domantas Sabonis, is that they get you a lot of points, rebounds, and assists, and even a high field goal percentage. And here you see he made 10 of his 12 free throws, but then there's 4 categories that they don't give you a whole lot in. Denzel Valentine has been getting some minutes for the Chicago Bulls, and he has a pretty decent all-around game when getting the minutes. So if he's getting minutes, you definitely want to consider him, I'd say, in 16 teams or deeper leagues. DeAndre Hunter, also in the Atlanta Hawks, another guy showing a multifaceted game, had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and he's been one of my favorite waiver wire pickups of this season, and I think he can do better than he has been. And doesn't he kind of look like the little kid from Everybody Hates Chris grown up? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Davis Bertans had 17 points, 4 rebounds, 4 3-pointers made. And I think I picked him up in one of my leagues off the waiver wire a week or two ago because he was missing some time. He was coming just a few more games to cover. And to finish off, I'm going to focus on guys that you have a chance of picking up off the waiver wire. And let's see, Royce O'Neal had 8 points, 19 rebounds, had 2 3-pointers made 3 of his 6 shots, and he's been producing some sneaky value. He's been getting minutes, and in a deeper format, he's definitely worthy of consideration. LaMelo Ball, probably not going to be on too many waiver wires, but he continues to have some very strong games, had 16 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, made 6 of his 12 shots, hit both free throws, and made 2 3-pointers. So quality game from him. Really nice game there from John Collins, had 23 points, 11 rebounds. You're definitely not going to see him on the waiver wire, but there were a lot of concerns before the season started that he would not be worth a high pick, and he hasn't played to that level yet, but he's also playing a lot better than people expected him to. Domantas Sabonis, you can see there, like I mentioned before with Julius Randle, just not a guy that's going to get you a lot of steals and blocks and is going to get a good amount of turnovers. Eric Gordon continues to play really well, had another 20 point game, had hit 2 3-pointers. His shooting has been really efficient, and he's officially worthy of a pickup. Even in a 12 team league, you might be able to find him in your 12 team league. I'd say you should definitely consider him. DJ Augustine had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, made 2 of his 4 field goals, hit 2 3-pointers, and probably one of his better games on the Milwaukee Bucks, though playing time for him so far has been pretty limited. Cameron Johnson had a 16-point game, hit 4 3-pointers, and both him and Jay Crowder had pretty decent games, so that's definitely nice to see, and Cameron Johnson is worthy of consideration, I'd say, in 14 teams or deeper. PJ Tucker had 10 points, 6 rebounds, hit 2 3-pointers, a steal and a block, He has center eligibility, and he's a guy you can pick up if you're trying to get a few extra threes, a few extra steals, and a few extra blocks. He can get you those for pretty cheap. Wendell Carter Jr. had 17 rebounds. A very effective game from him. Probably one of his better games of the season. The scoring was not there yet, but hopefully we can see a breakout from him. He's a very talented guy. He's still very young, and he might have a buy low window right now if you believe in his upside. Reggie Bullock had 12 points, 7 rebounds, hit 2 three-pointers, and he's going to have some playing time as long as Alec Burks is injured. The team is winning. He can hit three-pointers, and on occasion, he'll get you some steals as well. Very cheap pickup that's available probably in some deeper formats. Strongly consider picking him up. And TJ McConnell, to finish off, had 3 steals, and that's just really valuable for a guy who's probably available in your 20-team league. If you're in need of a point guard and you need desperation death, or you're trying to be competitive in the steals category, I do believe he plays a sizable number of games both this week and next. All right, guys, who were your favorite performers of the night? Let me know below. Did I miss? Should I have emphasized anything that I missed? And for you Fultz owners, what have you decided to do to move on from his injury? If you enjoy this content, please do me a favor. Don't forget to subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops. You can click that right there. Makes it real easy for you. And of course, thumbs up. Click the bell notification to alert you to future uploads. And I think I'll be uploading these moving forward between 3 and 4 p.m. So sometime at 3 or 4, you'll be seeing these daily uploads, because that's the time where most people of my viewers appear to be on at once. And I'm trying to bring you that content when you're online to make things smooth as possible for you. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Have a great night.